that nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank, but still one more radio obituary to go out on. Then we're going to hand you over to a radio show with James. We'll be back here next week. Well, actually, Kirsten will be back here next week with you, the listener, with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. She's going to talk to you about that poll that Freddie's going to give you. That's the poll for the Radio Obituary Retrospective. She's also going to talk to you, just like I have tonight, about the donations drive. Please go to donate.wmfo.org. I'll be following up with those of you who have messaged me online. Thank you all for all of your support. But the ultimate radio obituary tonight is for Elder Roma Wilson, the American gospel harmonica player and singer. He just passed away at 107. It's the ultimate radio obituary and the end of tonight's program right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Well, this train is a clean train, this train. This train is a clean train, this train. This train is a clean train. Everybody riding in Jesus' name. This train, this train don't tell no liars. This train don't tell no liars. No hypocrites, no backsliders. This train, this train bound for glory. This train bound for glory. Everybody ride, just have to be holder. This train don't care no liars. This train don't care no liars. No hypocrites, no backsliders. This train don't care no gamblers. This train don't care no gamblers. No whiskey drinkers, no midnight ramblers.
this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
can't sleep at all. I wish there was something I could say to ease your mind. You'll be on your way. You gotta give it, just gotta give it one more try. I know you try so hard, and things haven't worked out like you planned. When the road gets long, just remember you're my man, and I believe in you. I know there's nothing you can do. Just give it some. Days they seem so far away, but you gotta believe me when I tell you that tomorrow's gonna be a better day. Night may fall, but again the sun will rise, and all you gotta do is just look into my eyes and see that I believe in you. I know there's nothing, nothing you can't do. Just give it some. You're gonna make it through.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31? I mean, 13?
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
was a time of coming and going, a time of wanting but not really knowing. We took the boat out of the water, already missing my son and missing my daughter.
Crack in the wall. ambition that goes down in every kitchen to determine who will serve and who will eat. From the wells of disappointment where the women kneel to pray for the grace of God in the desert here, in the desert far away. Democracy is coming to the USA.
Just a fool. just a fool. No, I'll prove it to you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Hi everyone, I just wanted to say hi super fast. I just got back. So that's why it's late. But yeah, I just wanted to talk about the theme of this episode from the 4.5 or 3.5 songs I played. They're songs that have like the titles I really like. They give me a lot of joy. So the first one was This Time Dad, You're Wrong by Arthur Russell, which is classic. And then I Save Cigarette Butts by Daniel Johnston. And then Have You Been Eating That Sandwich Again by Teen Suicide. And then the classic, the unbeatable, This Is My First Day and I'm Indian and I Work at a Gas Station by Sun Kil Moon. Okay, so I'll keep on playing the song, but just wanted to say that, so bye.
Went to a 7-Eleven and the clerk, his hands are shaking. I said, are you all right? He said, it's my first day and I'm Indian and I work at a gas station. I said, you'll be fine. Got my change and as I turned, he said nervously, yes, sir, thank you. Have a good day, sir.
It's a nice spring day, April 19th. When the flowers are in bloom and I hit the yardwork to a monster. When my girl broke my laptop, I'm making spine, bought another, cause she felt so bad that we went and bought an old Vic Troller I liked. We went to an open house, it was built in 1902, been kept up real nice, had a nice back porch, and the walls were original brick. It was a great old house, but I didn't like the way the cars blew past it.
Sleep last night here in Flim, Switzerland, reading the John Connolly book, The Wanderer in Unknown Realms. Book dealer goes missing, the detective sets out to find him, and he ends up on a murder spree, or was it a hallucination? depression. Fell asleep last night here again. And from Switzerland said goodnight on the hotel phone to my girlfriend Carolyn. This movie set's doing weird things in my head. I'm not Italian, I'm not Swiss, and I can't act, and I don't exactly fit in. Went to sleep last night, yeah, again. Here from Switzerland, and woke with the sound of Michael Caine's voice echoing down the hall, just like Martin Sheen in Apocalypse Now. I was doing push-ups and sit-ups, and I was going fucking crazy and crawling the walls. Walked down the street and I pet a little kitty cat. She was sweet for a second, then she turned into a little fucking brat. And I came back and Jane Fonda was in the lobby, and we talked about her father, and she was lost and couldn't find anybody.
And we talked about the movie with her and John Voight coming home. She said she produced it, and that's a fact that I didn't know. And I asked her to dinner, and she said I'll take a rain check. If only I had class like Ted Turner or Gregory Peck. I'm falling asleep again in goddamn Flint, Switzerland. Closed down a ski town with one coffee shop and a field of dandelions. And I look at snow covered Alps, and I'm here until June 9. Got some scenes this week, which is great, cause at this point I'm losing my fucking mind.
Never mind all the other verses I've written about Switzerland. There's new things going on in my life, like my girlfriend got a new kid, and a friend of mine gave out my number to some crazy motherfucker, and I got all pissed off, and she said, who do you think you are, Mick fucking Jagger? I fell asleep last night in New Orleans, just back from Switzerland, where, like I said, I was going insane. And I went and got oysters on the hash shell and some blackened alligator, then I called my friend in Ohio, and I flew up there, and I stayed with her. Went back to Europe for a tour, and I was watching TV. There were missiles flying back and forth from Gaza to Tel Aviv, and it concerned me, cause I got friends over there. When I talk to them on the phone, I can hear it in their voices that they're scared. Some shit went down on tour and I had to let go one of my band guys, and it hurt me so much that for a solid 45 minutes I cried. Came to my room and he said, Mark, I really need this job. I said, it's tough love, my friend, take some time off and we'll make music again one day, I promise. Just back from Europe and it's Labor Day, and I went walking, I laid in the sun all day, and I called my friend Jude and we got to talking. Jude's the widow of my old friend Tim. I said, whatever you do, please don't ask me about Switzerland.
When my dad called about someone we love, I check in the mail, gotta do what I gotta do when push comes to shove. I hear a voice sometimes and it's an octave higher, cause she gets weak from the drugs that dehydrate her. It's hard to handle, but I just keep busy traveling, playing, and riding till I'm fucking dizzy. Some people love what I do, and some get fucking busy, but I don't give a fuck. One day they're all gonna miss me.
A year ago, I was in a car with a handicapped kid. I said, so what are you gonna do with your life? And he sat there blank, and I said, okay, you think about it a minute. And a few minutes passed, and I said, so what are you gonna do with your life? It's been a minute. And he said, I'm just gonna live it. I'm going to sleep tonight, and I can't fall asleep listen to the high-pitched foghorns on the cocking straight. They sound like a cacophony of piccolos and flutes. They echo all night, and I just turned 48, and I spent 17 grand on the Mayweather Pacquiao